The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors. It's time for Laurie and Lynn. Local talk to start your weekend right. And now, Laurie and Lynn on WILK.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fine. Doing well. Happy that things are kind of like moving along.
Springtime, you mean?
Well,
or in general?
We never really had winter yet.
Well, no. I mean, yeah, I think it's... here's what I say. If we could have winter and like this all year, this every year, this would be what...
Because
there was enough snow. There was enough other stuff. And it's... I love that the days are getting longer.
Yeah,
and
I love the best.
Yes,
love it.
So anyway,
so what have you done?
Good.
We have to talk about where we were for Valentine's Day. Mansour's.
Oh yes,
we had a wonderful time. It was a rare moment where they had private dinners.
Well, they do the couple times a year, which
yeah,
we've been at before, but
generally open to the public.
You
gotta
know
about
evening.
It.
It's in that they're open every day, but lunch and breakfast. So breakfast.
The food was fabulous.
Yes, wasn't it?
Just incredibly good.
And I like their selections. They had the pasta, a chicken, and then the beef.
Mm-hmm.
And then the appetizer. And I like that you could pick anything you wanted or one of, like if you just wanted one thing, that's all you had to get.
Yeah.
I like the way they did that.
I do too.
And
well
it was
done.
Beautifully done.
Mm-hmm.
Cooked to perfection. The meat, I told Carolyn, I didn't even have to use a knife that's on that filet. That's, I mean, I did. But it was so tender. It was fabulous.
Yep.
Ashley did a great job. And of course, Mike was in the back. Mike Catalano was back there. Cooking, helping out that night too.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a lot of training.
Yeah, I think it's in his blood.
Yes, it is. He's a multitasker in so many ways with everything he's
good. Well, so is Carolyn.
At. Absolutely. She is the best. I always say that as a young woman in business, raising three children with a family who's very, very supportive of her and her immediate family, meaning her mother and father and siblings. But then you have a husband who's so involved. I mean, he is a co-owner, but Carolyn does the day-to-day running and all of the craziness that goes along with running a restaurant and keeps her head above water and is always happy and busy and great and running around. And that place is always consistent.
Yeah,
and I think that's the biggest thing in a restaurant is consistency, because no one knows who's off that day or if the chef isn't there. The best way I think restaurants are if you never know who's doing it and who isn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you shouldn't have to go there and think, oh, Monday the chef's off today.
Yes, so what is it going to be?
Exactly.
Right.
No, I agree.
So I think it's great.
Yep.
And then on Saturday night, we went for my family went for a combined birthday dinner at Russell's, and that was wonderful as well. Everybody was very happy. It was as Carolyn's was the night before, specifically for Valentine's Day, but Saturday night, it was packed at Russell's.
Wow.
Packed. So people, I mean, it was...
Midori
was there. I got to see.
Good.
Big shout out to Midori Rin. And of course, Marty Toth, and who I absolutely love. And he brought Midori over to see us. And he said, how about her, 92 and still in heels? She is incredible.
She is.
I mean, God bless her.
She is.
But yes, it was very, very busy, packed. We had a great time.
Good.
So two nights, which I don't usually do, but it was great to be out, and there were so many people, and it was just...
What did you have for dinner at Russell's?
I had pasta, gluten... No, I was trying to figure if I should... Gluten-free,
of course.
Well...
Yes.
Yes, with red clam sauce.
Okay.
which was delicious.
That would be one of Patrick's favorites.
I know. It's very, very good there. So that's what I had. And a salad. That was it. I didn't even bring my crackers because I forgot to bring them. Because their butter is delicious. So good there. It just is. Brenda's at Bestokey when Bestokey's was open.
Yes.
Brenda had the best butter, and she would, like, cut it from a big chunk and put it in.
Yes.
And there was the butter was always great. And so now, of course, since I can't eat the bread due to the celiac disease, and they warm it at Russell's, and then the butter is there, so I bring my own little gluten-free crackers.
Yeah, so tell me you had your pasta with butter.
What?
You had your pasta?
No, I didn't put it.
Okay.
A lot of people put a lot of the Irish put a big thing of butter, but well, most people don't. I know, but I did not. But I'm just saying. I usually bring, you know, I bring a little bag of crackers,
yes,
and I forgot them.
Okay.
Wow. So, but it was and then I forget what I did Sunday. I think I was just I didn't go anywhere Sunday.
Well, Saturday night, we went up to the lake, our lake house, and we had some friends visit us for the weekend, who were from Barnegat, New Jersey. And
Barnegat Light?
No, Barnegat.
Where's Barnegat?
It's inland.
Okay.
It's not
on the island.
They also have a condo on Long Beach Island.
Okay. Where?
I forget the name of the town.
Okay.
But anyway, they came up, and we went to the boathouse on Saturday night. And I had a salad that night, and I really loved it. It was really, really, really good. Lots of good stuff in it. And Patrick had his crab cakes, and he was a very happy camper. So that was nice. And then on Sunday night, we cooked there at the house some Delmonico steaks and salads, and it was really good. So it was a nice long weekend. I really enjoyed it. Took my time on Monday putting everything back together again and coming home. So here we are, another Valentine's Day and President's Weekend in history.
Yes, and then of course there was a Broadway play.
Oh
the
yeah,
play that
did
goes
you go?
Wrong, which I could not know because we usually go Friday night.
Yeah,
so we moved our tickets, which you can do if you are a season ticket holder,
mm-hmm,
and we made it for the matinee on Saturday. But then I was having appliances delivered because, of course, you know, I think I said that my dryer went finally after like 27 years.
Yes.
And I needed a new refrigerator in the basement. So both of them were delivered, and they will not, you know, you have to, it's just, Meyer had to do lots of different things that he didn't think he had to do, mm-hmm, and he had to go and get other parts. So it was too late then. It started at 2, and we didn't have time. So I called and said, can we move it to tomorrow at the matinee, which was 1 o'clock, which we did. And then Sunday got crazy, still doing things that we had in the house to get done, and it just wasn't a good time. So I never got there. So I gave them to friends, and they were able to go and had a great time. But from what I understand, sort of mixed on it, but the most people who I talked to liked it. It was a straight play, and we usually do not bring in straight. There's always
an intermission?
It's a musical. No, musical. This was not a musical. It was more like sort of British slapstick kind of stuff. And it was, so we usually don't. Musicals are always what we do, but that was the first time in a long time.
Well, I think so, as it is with Monty Python and a couple other of those shows, you either like British humor or you don't.
I don't at all.
And so I think that has a lot to color whether people like that show.
Mm-hmm. I was going anyway, but then things happened. But it wasn't going to deter me from using the tickets and seeing the play. I just didn't get there. But like I said, it was a mixed, but more on the positive. Because I think people are so used to Broadway and Scranton coming with musicals that it's, you know, different. And you're right. Mm-hmm. If you don't like British comedy, you don't like it. So, but yes, so it was a busy, busy weekend all the way around. There was a lot of stuff going on. just seemed constant.
But you know what was nice is that
and then
the
President's
weather,
Day was the next. You know, that was a lot going on. People had the day off. There was, it just was a little. It was a busy week.
But it was nice that the weather was so cooperative for all of that stuff all weekend long, because there's so many years that Valentine's Day dinners were canceled because of major snowstorms and all kinds of stuff like that. So I'm really glad actually that it turned out to be nice, and looking forward to a few more days, and we'll be into March, and I think that's the meteorological beginning of spring.
Yay. And last night, you know, where we went to, because it was a Dine Lackawanna, as you know, they're the after Lackawanna Historical Society board meetings, we ask a restaurant that to support us in a way that we will go and have and bring people to have dinner at their establishment, and would they make a donation to the cause, to the Historical Society. And last night we went, and it was up at Colarusso's Coal Fryer Grill, and in right next to Tarjay. Mm-hmm. And it was very nice, because of course they have those baked chicken wings, which are gluten-free, and they're excellent. So that's where we went. There was a nice group of people from the Historical Society there. And, of course, my niece works at Colarusso's. So big shout-out to Heather Young-Guzzi, who works and was there. I got to see her last night. And that's just a nice place to go to. So Doug Smith joined us, and we had a good time.
Very nice.
Very. Lots going. Like I said, there's just seemed to be a lot this week of here and there and where you have to be.
Anything coming up?
No. Did I mention? I did talk about, because I can't remember. We did talk about the Athena Award, right? And who won the Athena? No.
No. I know that the person who won it is Katie Gilmore.
No, not a Gilmartin. Yes. So I didn't know if I had brought, if I said that and made that announcement. So
we may have said it somewhere.
So 2020 Athena Award goes to Nada Gilmartin. That's through the Chamber of Commerce, and we are delighted and thrilled. As a matter of fact, Nada and Michael were there last night, because Michael's the president of the Historical Society. So anyway,
so isn't there an event that's going on to celebrate that?
Athena, yes, that's on March 6th.
Okay.
Yes.
All right,
at
that's
Marywood
a dinner?
For a luncheon. No, it's a luncheon, and it's at Marywood. And so that'll happen, and again, there were a lot of people who applied, or that people applied for them, and it was 25 people in. So it was a nice way to start because we brought it back, and here it is.
That sounds
going
good.
Forward. Yep. And I had to tell you something else, and I lost my train of thought on that one. Talk to my boys. They're both doing well. So that's a good thing.
It's
all good.
It is good. Well, I think I mentioned last time that Tyler, my stepson, was involved with the Academy Awards and all that good business. And I talked to him after that, and he said that the ones that he voted for, some of them won and some did not. So that's his first time out, and he was thrilled about the process and really enjoyed seeing the results.
Yeah, he loves that.
Hey,
so
that's his life.
I know. He's just such a good boy.
He is indeed.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We will be right back. You're listening to Laurie and Lynn Show.
It's Saturday morning with Lori and Lynn. Now, back to Lori and Lynn.
We're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I am managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC, which is a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women. And I'm also the host of a podcast called Power of the Purse, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And you know who we have to give a big shout out to?
Who?
Mr. Pat Salmon.
Why?
Because
He listens to us all the time, and he's my dear friend, Mr. Pat Honeywell Salmon. And he texted me last Saturday morning with a, here's a poem for you to start your day. Because remember I talked about they were reading that about poems to take time and let it begin your day.
Yes.
And he sent me a poem that he wrote when he was a kid. It was like a four-line thing. And he said that was my poem. And he said something about his sister didn't like it or something.
Well, read
but
it.
That's no, I had I'm not no, I mean it's he'd kill me if I read it. You know,
well,
it was silly, but it was cute, and so I just want to say I know he I said thanks for listening. He said I listen all the time.
Okay.
Said, all right.
Shout out to Mr. Pat Salmon.
Mm-hmm. And he's one handsome buck too.
Oh, good.
Tall, handsome. Five children, beautiful, lovely wife who I adore, Chris. She's one of my faves, and grandchildren.
Oh, nice.
So he's got it all going on.
That sounds good.
Yep. So keep listening there, Patty boy. He's the best. Any shout outs for you?
No.
Boy.
No, I don't have anybody to talk about. No.
Jeez. Well, your girl was with us over the weekend, Annie Faith.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, where was she?
Saturday night with us for dinner when we went to the birthday bash.
Very nice.
Yeah, like the monster mash it was more like. But what do you just... Oh, God. Anyway, I was looking for... Let me see something. Keep talking so I can see
keep
what
talking.
I...
Keep talking, okay.
Keep on going.
All right, so I was
here's
reading.
What he said. Start your day with the poem. The thunder roared, the lightning flashed, a tree fell, and a frog got smashed.
Oh.
He said, I wrote that in seventh grade, and my sister said it was a disgrace.
I'm so glad you found it. That's good.
That's why I was preoccupied trying to find that. I mean, I could have done it quicker by just putting his name in, but anyway.
Okay. Instead of my AARP magazine, which I usually have.
Oh, God. What do you have now?
Oprah.
Oh.
The O magazine.
Okay.
And there was an article in here that my friend Joan Glover mentioned to me because she said, there's some stuff in here you might want to talk about on the radio show, and especially tell Laurie about this.
Well, and especially I said, okay. Joan Glover's a shout-out since she knows everything. She was with us on, and I have to say, that was so funny. She sat there. She was like a human podcast.
What do you mean?
Because she knew everything we said about, like, she just remembers everything. I loved it. I thought, she really does pay attention.
Yes,
I love
she does.
It. Love it, love it.
Yes, she does.
But anyway, go ahead.
And sometimes she says things to me about when you said that, and I have no recollection of that. But she said, and then you said this, and Laurie said that. Anyway, I'm glad she listens, and she loves the podcast. And we also have to make a note, too, that the last 2 weeks are still not up there. On the iTunes site.
They're not.
Mm-mm.
Johnny. Oh, here's Johnny.
Yep.
Okay.
So anyway, this article was called The Ripple Effect. And her point is the opposite of hopelessness is helpfulness. These are 31 game-changing ideas that will empower you to aid a neighbor, heal the planet, or hone your routine so that your everyday activities, from shopping to vacationing, serve a higher purpose. That's a lovely thought.
Yeah.
There's 31 of them, but I circled a couple because I thought they were relevant to finances. And this is one in particular I wanted you to hear about because you and I have talked about doing this. And it's titled Leave a Legacy. Freewill.com makes it easy to complete a tough task drawing up a will. After you fill in a form on the site, the info is converted into legalese. You sign it in the presence of witnesses and ta-da, you've got a last will and testament. The process is funded by nonprofit organizations, and the site makes it easy to donate to them and other charities from your estate, an option 90% of people who have wills overlook. It's a win-win situation that lets you save money on legal fees now and spend it to help others after you're gone. one that's raised over $920 million and led to more than 86,500 wills since launching 3 years ago. That is amazing.
Wow.
That's really great. And this is number 11, stop junk mail before it starts.
Oh.
Save trees, time, and your mail carrier's back by visiting optoutprescreen.com, where the Fair Credit Reporting Act empowers you to refuse credit card and insurance mailings for 5 years or forever. That's optoutprescreen.com.
Mm-hmm.
And number 15, spare a quarter. Apps like GiveTide and ChangeUp round your credit or debit card purchases to the next dollar. Then donate the extra cents to your chosen charity. You can input a weekly cap at which the function stops and also submit your offerings as tax deductions.
Love it.
That's a good one. Let's see. Here's another one. Put down roots. This is one that has special meaning for me, and I'll explain why in a minute. Planting trees that shade your house can cut your energy costs up to 35% by blocking heat in summer and wind in winter. Planting them anywhere reduces carbon emissions, provides a home for birds, and offers climbing, reading under, and swing hanging possibilities for future generations. Visit the Arbor Day Foundation for instructions on backyard tree growing and become a member to participate in its Time for Trees initiative, whose mission is to fight climate change by seeding 100 million saplings by 2022. Once you join, $15 a year, the foundation sends 10 6 to 12 inch bare root seedlings at the optimum time for placing where you'd like. Watch this organization's YouTube video, Ask an Arborist, How Do I Plant Bare Root Trees, for tips on nurturing your future groove. The reason I say that is because in the past week, the association that we belong to had decided that they were going to tear down trees in our neighborhood that were on the sides of our houses and significantly cut back the trees in the front so that they wouldn't have to worry about the costs of pruning them and taking care of them. I was absolutely horrified to see what they did when they called a pruning. There's barely a tree left.
Oh, boy.
And they took down the one in front of the house, and across from me, my neighbor specifically did not want his tree cut down. He said he would take care of the maintenance of it. Well, that message didn't get there to the people who were with the tree company, and I watched them go right down to the base and slice it. And he came out like a wild man with with cause. I mean, that was the deal.
But why would he just assume that without knowing, in fact, they knew? I would never believe an association if I said don't do it and they didn't. I would need to make sure they had, or I had verification they knew I didn't want it and that I was going to pay.
I'm sure something like that transacted, because the person who was the head of the tree committee who sent me a note and said they were taking down the tree because my tree was supposedly dying. I wanted to say, who decided that?
Yeah, I mean, did they have someone look at it to state that?
I don't know, but yeah, I didn't have the time.
I can't. It drives me crazy.
So I'm going to plant these trees.
Okay.
Because they also said they were not replacing them. Well, that's wrong to me. They're very wrong, because the trees need, we need something in this environmentally.
Well, do you have association meetings that you,
I did not go.
I guess if that's the thing.
It's a committee.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
but still.
It's a committee. And yes, usually we get a newsletter.
Is it in your bylaws that you can just, the committee makes the final decision? Oh.
Yep. But it's also in the bylaws that says that if you plant anything, it's your responsibility to take care of it. All right? I stand up and say, fine, I will take care of these trees.
But that guy did too.
Yeah, well, no, he supposedly, and I don't know this, he talked to the people who were on the committee and said that he was going to take care of it. Now, I know that because the man who was the head of the committee talked to me and said, your neighbor said he will take care of that tree.
Okay.
But apparently that message did not get.
It was very sad. Yes, because once
very
a tree's got, like the history of trees. I know sometimes it's a necessary thing. Like my tree in the back, I have three oak, big old mighty oaks in my yard, and I have a beautiful maple all the way in the back. And twice in 1 year, lightning got it, and I had to have a tree company come in. He said, you know, it's probably, and I said, no, I'm not getting rid of that tree. And it last year, it was the year before last, and last year it grew. I mean, there's places, but it's a beautiful tree, and I just love it. I just hate it. It breaks my heart.
Me too. I was very, very sad and very upset yesterday watching all this. It really upset me.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, it's just not right. We live in a world right now where our planet is environmentally exhausted, and we can't do things like this without replacing the trees.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens.
We'll do and see. Yeah, that's a cool idea.
We'll see.
Don't you remember years ago in high school, grade school, we used to get trees to plant
on Arbor Day
and bring them home for Arbor Day? Whatever happened with that?
I don't know. They don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
But there are trees that I remember.
And they were the cutest little thing. They always reminded me of Charlie Brown Christmas trees.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
It was so cute, right? Remember, we would walk home so proud. Like, we all had a stake in that.
Exactly.
You used it for obvious reasons. So, or you had it because you felt like it was something you needed to do. So.
Yeah, my next door neighbor at the lake has planted several pine trees that came from his daughter when she brought home those little plants.
Little tiny ones, yeah.
And they took them up to the lake and planted them. The trees are huge.
Uh-huh.
And it's a hard thing to get rid of them because of that.
But yeah.
Anyway, that's very sad to me. It's really bothered me, but, you know, I take the blame because, like you said, I didn't go to the meeting. I didn't know that they were doing this, but that's what happens when you live in a community where you have homeowners associations. They make the
rules. That's what they are. They do. And unless and it's just like anything else. You can complain about it because we can do whatever we want. But the biggest thing is if you don't involve yourself in it, then you accept what everybody else's decisions are.
Yep. That's it.
That's just what happens. So that's why you got to get in the arena there with them, Lynn.
I know.
Here you go. Well, all right.
Add it to my list.
Well, we will. I know the list. Exactly. Yeah. We will be back. We have our guest expert from Fidelity Bank with us next, and we will be right.
It's Saturday morning with Lori and Lynn. Now back to Lori and Lynn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie and Lynn Show. I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business.
And my name is Lynn Evans. I am the managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC, which is a financial planning firm designed specifically for the needs of baby boomer women. And I'm also the host of a podcast called Power of the Purse that's available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. And with us this morning is one of our guest experts from Fidelity Bank. This is Christy Cleveland, who is the branch manager of the Peckville branch. Welcome, Christy.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Christy, this is your first time, huh?
It is.
Yay.
It is my first time with both of you.
Well, we're getting to know all of you lovely branch managers. We had someone on from the Keystone Industrial branch. We had she was on last week and she did a great job.
Yeah, that would be Brittany.
Brittany, we love
her. Not too far from my branch.
I know. So, how long are you a branch manager there?
So, I've been a branch manager at the Peckville branch since August of 18, and prior to that, I was the branch manager at the West Scranton branch for 8 years.
Okay.
Well, yeah, then, so actually that was 7 years in West Scranton. I started in October of 11, and I became the branch, moved over to the Peckville branch in August of 18. So this year I'm going on my 9th year with Fidelity Bank.
And you were in the best side of town, is in West Side, because you have two West Siders here on the radio with you, you know.
I know, and I know sister Barbara.
Uh-huh, and probably my brother Jimmy, and you probably knew my mom as well. Do you remember my mom?
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
yes.
God love her.
Lovely lady, lovely family.
Well, thank you. They always, Jimmy, everybody loves the bank, and to be there, you know, the old, where my mother got married at St. John's Church, to be in that old location, that's kind of neat. But they always speak about several of your tellers came to my mom's viewing, and I can't tell you how much everybody meant to my mother there. So thank you for that, honey.
Yeah, we know. Thank you. And please tell Barbara and Jimmy. I do speak to Barbara every so often, but tell Barbara and Jimmy that I said hello.
I will, honey. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And so how do you feel? So what's it like to go from good old West Side proper up to Peckville? Because, you know, we're all here, so we all kind of have our own ways and our, you know, is that Valley View District there where you were in Peckville?
Okay, it is the Valley View School District. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're right across the street, honey, from a store that I frequent called Violet's.
Yes, I knew you were going to say that.
I love it, and I love Allison. And, of course, every time you walk in, everything is plastered with the Valley View Cougars. So I know they're a big, proud town them as well.
They are. So, you know, everybody's, you know, it's different. As you know, the West Scranton branch is a very large building.
Right.
This branch here, I'm sure you've seen
it
when you go to Violet.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's on the smaller scale, so it has a little bit more of a homelier feel to it. But, you know, the customers are still, you know, just as great as the West Scranton customers. They're welcoming, into their community. A little bit busier as far as, you know, with businesses and, you know, because there is a lot of businesses. There's a lot of activity around here.
Right, lots.
And since we closed our Einan branch, which used to be up on Route 6, you know, we acquired a lot of their customers.
Right.
So, you know, we have customers that come from Carbondale, maybe Far City, going up a little bit further. So between the customers that we had here originally and then the Einan customers that we acquired, it is a very busy little branch.
Yes.
So if you have 5 or 6 people waiting on the teller line, it seems like they're wrapped around the lobby, you know? Whereas in West Side, it's, you know, so huge and industrial looking that you can have a line of 12 and it's still not maybe to the door yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I love both branches. I definitely miss my West Side customers who I still keep in touch with some of them, and they come over here and see me.
See how nice?
So,
they do become...
Yes, I do. I loved everybody there. I made so many nice friends over there in that area.
Yeah.
And I'm making nice ones here, too, as well.
Well, that's what happens when you, as we talked about earlier, I'm an ex-banker, an ex-branch manager, both in locally and in Philadelphia and in Newfoundland. And that is what happens. You become so close to these people.
You do.
That they're like part of your family. So
I was sad when I left.
Yep. I know.
Like, I had to say my goodbyes. I had to, like, prep everybody, you know, my customers, that is. And I'm like, you know, I can't believe it. You know, so it was nice. So every so often, obviously, I'll go over there if I have to do something. So I always hope that when I'm there, some of my customers are coming in and they'll be like, what are you doing here?
Are you back?
Know.
And our dear friend Debbie Earing, she's over there, right? Now that's where she is? Okay. Yeah, she's a good girl. She used to take care of me well when I would always use the financial center location on North Washington. So that's...
Yep. Yeah.
It's all
very
good.
Nice branches, so...
Well, keep all that good feeling, because like I said, that Peckville location is great, and you, like
is.
You said,
but it is loaded with a lot of small businesses, which and large on the outskirts. But all those people, they all support one another, and I think it's wonderful. So
yes, they're a very supportive community, and everybody knows everybody.
I know. It has
that definitely that small town feel. So I'm happy. Thank you.
Well, good. And then so tell everybody. Speaking of walking in and new relationships, why don't you talk a little bit, if you could, about your $500 welcome bonus for new business?
Sure. So we currently have a promotion until the end of the month for retail customers. That would be like a personal checking account. New to Fidelity, you cannot have any other checking account with us on deposit. We are offering a $500 welcome bonus, and there were flyers that marketing did send out for this. And just to go over how you would qualify for this is there's just three easy requirements. One is you would set up your checking account with a direct deposit of $3,000 or more per month, and this needs to take place three consecutive months before you get paid out the bonus. The other requirement is you would sign up for Easy Statements, which would be electronic statements rather than getting your statements mailed to you. Mm-hmm. So no, everything's paperless because, of course, we're in the world of digital, right?
Right.
And then use your debit card five times per month for three consecutive months.
Wow.
So once you meet those requirements, after the 60th business day, usually pays are out, anytime after the 61st, you will get $500 deposited into your checking account here with us.
I love it. Are you sure you can't be a customer already?
I know. Everybody asks that, right?
I'm teasing. I get it. But that's very nice.
It is.
That's a nice thing.
It's a nice promotion. It's a nice welcome into the bank. And then, of course, with all that said, we have all the banking digital tools that that you need to use, all at no cost. We have mobile banking, where you can download the app on your phone, which, we always try to get everybody, we set up the online banking while they're sitting in front of us and even try to get them to put the app on their phone because that's the way everybody's going, right?
Yeah,
everybody's on the go.
Mm-hmm.
All these stores have these digital apps now where you can download coupons and, I'm guilty of using it too. So we have, the mobile banking, anytime, anywhere banking, right? 24/7. Mobile deposit now. Some people still do get paper checks. Some people get maybe if you get a dividend check from, a stock payout or something like that. All you have to do, if you can't even get to the branch, is take a picture of the front of the check, sign the back of it, take a picture of the back of the check, and do it right from your phone and, deposit it right from there, which is great. And if you have more than one account here with us, you could deposit it into the account of your choice. So that's definitely a nice feature.
And Christy, when you fill out that, when you do that part, that automatic deposit or digital
mobile deposit,
you there's a certain amount, right, that you are given that you can deposit up to. It's not just,
there is
a level,
for
right?
For personal, there is. For personal, it's up to $3,000 a day.
Okay.
You can deposit mobily with the picture. Yes.
It's funny because I have it set up, but I haven't used it because most of mine is automatic.
But
my kids use it all the time because I always find as soon as I give them a check, it's already in through my account, cleared, like ready to be pending to be cleared.
Yeah,
and they say,
"Oh,
Mom, I put it right through," which is fine. I'm
that's
thrilled,
funny.
But it is, they use it all the time and have been using it. So that's great.
I think your favorite piece is the instant balance.
Oh,
absolutely.
If I didn't have that, because I'm just a freak about that. Like, there was one I'll never forget. I was standing in line, and I thought, oh, my God, I didn't know if I moved that money. And I was just about to use my debit card, so I went on, checked it, moved the money from one to the other. And when she put it in, it was gone. It was done. It was so, it's like when you think of those days, when years in which you wouldn't know about, Christy, but years and years ago, when none of this was available, debit cards or anything else. else. Now to have that right at your fingertips, it's a wonderful mm-hmm. thing. And it's so easy.
Well, we're even going to be coming out with a sort of like, you know, everything. There's a lot of cash apps out there now where you like Venmo and things right? So we have something that's called Pop Money, but that's going to be replaced with another cash app called Zelle that we're going to be rolling out very soon.
I think somebody talked about that last time, that was on the horizon. Yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. So very shortly that'll be coming, you know, be coming this way. And you can set up on your mobile banking, you can set up email and text alerts. You could set up alerts that'll tell you when, you know, your account falls below a certain balance, when a purchase was made. I mean, because, you know, unfortunately in this day with all these digital products and everything being online, there's a lot of fraud out there, right?
Right.
So we see a lot of that. So this is a tool that you can use to keep you, because, you know, you're not going to check your app every minute or whatever, but at least this will set up an alert for you, say, hey, you know, I wasn't just at the store. Why does it say that a purchase mm-hmm. was made, you know, or I didn't make an online purchase? Because a lot of that seems to happen online. So those are available to you, too. You could, you know, set up web bill pay.
I do that all the time.
Yep. And you could pay them from the phone. You don't have to go to a desktop and mm-hmm. pay them. You could set them up to come out of your account right from your phone, which is nice. So pretty much everything that you could do on a desktop, you can do on your app.
Right. And the beauty of that is I use it all the time. I like it because I know if I think, oh, didn't I do? It shows right. Yes. Everything shows up, including a pending transaction. It's all right there. So I do
like the pending transaction feature myself.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It all works. So, Christy, this was great. Now, see, I said this to Brittany last week. Everyone gets a little bit nervous, and then you start rolling, and you're forgetting you're talking on the radio, aren't you?
Exactly.
See, there you go.
I am.
That's always a success when we do that. So please tell everybody, honey, how can they get in touch with you, even your West Siders who want to go up and say hi?
Sure,
what do they give your information, your email, and all that good stuff?
Absolutely. So we are located at 1598 Main Street in Peckville, right across Caddy Corner from Sylvester Chevrolet, mm-hmm. right in the Planet Fitness parking lot. So we have some nice restaurants local too when you come over and visit. the phone number here to reach the Peckville branch is 570-483-3301. And my email address is Christy, Christi, Cleveland, Cleveland, at fddbank.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you very, very much.
Thanks for having me. Maybe you'll be
back on to tell us more about Zelle and everything else that's coming up. So thank you. Have a wonderful weekend, and good luck up there in Peckville.
Thank you so much. Bye to both of you, and thank you for having me on your show.
Okay, honey, thanks. And to everybody else, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you next week. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.